Hey, welcome to Blessed In. It's your girl, Nay Nicole, and I'm here sitting with my friends, Brooke Tarver from our last episode. I have Shayna Saunders here and Talon Perks. Today, we'll be talking about how we handle our state of mind when we experience traumatizing events such as physical abuse or mental abuse or verbal abuse, and how we switch, or not even switch sometimes. Sometimes we don't, but how do we keep up with societal standards, such as attending school and going to our job and trying to keep that cool and making sure everything is good? So, what do y'all think about this concept, this idea?
I think we cope with it through communication with others in like situations because that kind of like normalizes it, makes it seem like we're not going through as much, like other people is going through the same thing. But at the same time, if you're not one to communicate or open up about things like that, I feel like a part of you suffers to maintain like composure through things like that. And that's where, like, I mean, just like small pieces you get chipped at until you crack from something, just microaggressions that constantly, like, boil over, and then you snap, and snapping can have bad consequences. It's something that needs to be addressed for sure. Like, that's what I think.
Why have we allowed those barriers, those walls to build around people? Why do we keep that facade? What do you think that's about? What do you think caused us to keep those false us around people?
Okay, in answering that question, I was just thinking about this and talking about this not too long ago about how, like, for example, if you have someone who gets jumped by their strangers that's around them, right? The next time they're out, they're gonna be in survivor mode. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're gonna be in that, I have to protect myself. You know what I'm saying? Now I can't ride my bike freely or walk freely or do this freely. Now I have to look over my shoulder. Now I have to worry about, you know what I'm saying, where I'm at and who I'm with and what I'm doing. And now I'm paranoid because on top of what just happened, I've been through this, that, and the third. You know what I'm saying? Even before this, it was deep. Even before this happened, but I'm a G, so I got through it. But the paranoia is just another. Now I'm maintaining survivor mode. And so that's, I don't know, just an answering what that last question.
So, do you think we're in survival mode every day of our lives?
I mean, some of us are. Some of us aren't. I think some of us, it just depends. I know a lot of us are. What do y'all think?
So you're
That's gonna be case
saying,
by case.
are you saying that wall that we, that facade that we keep build up around our family, around our friends, you think you say that that's survival mode? What are we surviving from? Like, what are we trying to survive from?
I would say we're trying to survive from us being products of the ways of the world, or us being products of our environment sometimes, or people, us having experiences that just create trauma, you know what I'm saying? And create hurt and pain. And then even being in environments where that pain and that hurt is not addressed. Like, I don't know. I just keep relating it back to this. We just gonna keep it really real on the podcast because there was a situation that just happened that was crazy. But we're not gonna get into that particular situation. But just relating it, it's like, this shit is real life. Like, I don't know. Somebody else
Like
take it
that shit happens.
away.
Like
Take
that shit
it
happens
away.
every day.
Every day.
Every day to
Every
somebody
day.
different.
Every
And
fucking day.
sometimes even to the same
Every
person.
fucking day. To the right.
And I think life just comes with those obstacles. Like, you can either grow from it and look at it from the perspective of growth, which is tough to do. Like, I don't feel like that's normalized enough to make light out of bad situations. Most people, they crumble. Yeah. Or, I mean, nah, I gotta give people credit. Like, they go through a lot more shit than I do, and they're still there. Very resilient. Very resilient.
Very resilient. There you go.
And I just feel like those very resilient people, they just have that different perspective on the obstacles in their life. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people aren't offered that perspective, and that's the sad part about it, because nobody's there to advocate for them, and like, nobody really cares about them until some bad shit happens. They're not there trying to prevent the bad shit from happening. They're there to treat it after it's happened.
I agree.
In the wake of the trauma that we experience, either in daily life or some of us, it just happens once in a while. We experience something that's totally out of the norm. And like you said, it's also a part of the norm for certain people's lifestyles. Due to those traumas, what do you think the overall message that we have to allow ourselves to be open-minded to learn from those traumas? Like, you know, the difference between respond and reacting. Mm.
And being proactive.
And versus to not being active. Also, blaming yourself in those traumatic events. That's a big thing a lot of victims go through. We blame ourselves because we already hear the voices in our head. You knew better. You should have did better. You know, some people have an intuition to not go a certain way, and we still go that way, and we see what's on the other side of the door. You know, what do you think is the overall meaning of if individuals going through something traumatizing that shapes the way that they move throughout their daily lives?
Can you say that one more time? Like, rephrase your question or restate.
What do you think the overall meaning that us individuals, when we experience something traumatizing, what do you think the meaning of that is? What do you think a higher power wants us to figure out from that?
Okay, so going back to talking about going through situations and growing from it, I feel like, kind of unrelated, but we'll come back, I think, is that we're all meant to be here. Just, I think, life purpose-wise is to connect with people and to help each other. And so, as hard as it is, I think just helping each other through traumas and can bring people together. Bounce off.
Some people don't want the help. They are in that state of mind where you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I've experienced. Your encouragement words don't mean anything.
Can I bounce off you real quick?
I agree. It's true. It's like some people are like, you know what I'm saying? Whoever, wherever, people get wrapped up in like the trauma happening back to back to back, or certain things happening back to back to back, and then you get stuck in it. Like, that becomes a part of your identity. You know what I'm saying? It becomes a part of your identity, and then it's like, I don't know who I am outside of this trauma. And some people are afraid of that, not knowing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know people who deal with that, who have actually expressed that to me. So I wonder, I don't know how to navigate through that, but I think that's something to talk about.
So while I have y'all here, for our listeners, what are some ways you've allowed yourself to cope and forgive and pour love into yourselves after a very strenuous situation happened in your life? I know me personally, I spent a lot of time with myself, and I looked at myself in the mirror a lot. obviously is an ode to Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson. But I really looked at myself in the mirror and I talked to myself, especially after God told me to listen in my right ear. For a long time, I was like, listen to what? Listen to who? I would try to listen to my cousins, or I would try to listen to my friends, and I'm just like, no, I don't like those answers. You know, that those answers don't fit right with me. I listen to myself, and then I'm like, okay, this makes sense. I can agree with this. This is something I would do. This sounds right to me. Listening to myself was a big thing, and I think after a traumatizing situation, I haven't been through some in-depth events as a lot of people have, but I would say I've also turned to music. That's something Brooke and I talk about a lot. We turn to music for just a release, a relief of just pain or stress or just confusion, something. There's always something. Our favorite artists and songs, they say something to us that no one else can say. The beat has some type of melody that no one else can convey for us. So I believe that music is a big part of healing after a traumatic situation. Do y'all have any suggestions for our listeners on how they can allow themselves to heal through something?
Was reaching out for help already covered?
No, reaching out was not covered yet.
Definitely. I feel like definitely reaching out to friends, family members, professionals, mentors, pretty much anybody you think would listen. Sometimes just talking to a stranger about it is the best way to go about it, because you know, like, they don't know you too well, so it's not going to jeopardize your social reputation or anything like that, or have too much backlash. But people can give good advice. I mean, like,
back. What if you don't trust people?
If you don't trust people, then you need to meditate and look into yourself. Kind of look at your life, reflect on why you don't trust people, what instances in your life make you feel that way. Because, I mean, trust is important. I feel like if you want to live like a good life, with good
energy. Trust of what? To live a good life, like.
Trust in others, trust in yourself.
Well, just to bounce off that, when you say that, there's this book, and it's called Trust, and it's the four things of trust is, I forget the order, but it's like trust in yourself, trust in others, trust in God, trust in life. And I feel like trust in yourself is first, just because that's important. I was going to say something and it kind of left me. Welcome back. I guess just coping-wise, self-reflection. I think sometimes that can be a double-edged sword. But, yeah.
I can agree with everything you say. There is a young woman that Brooke and I met. She is a gas station attendant. And she had a hard time with how she treated herself. She didn't trust herself. She didn't love herself. She blamed herself for a lot of the things that happened in her life. She would cuss at herself, you know, all those things. So for people who are going through that, where there's no inside, like there's no room for that, given to all the external force and trauma that's happening, they blame the inside as well, the internal. For people who aren't able to have that trust with self first, do you have a suggestion on what an alternative suggestion they could do?
What's the question?
For people who don't have trust with self, do you have any suggestion on like an alternative way they could heal if they don't trust themselves to heal? Like if they're not gonna look at themselves and be like, okay, I forgive you, I love you, you're going to get through this, you're strong. What if they don't have that strength yet to speak to themselves in a powerful way, such as that? Some people, like, you know, the young lady that we met at the gas station, some people speak to themselves in a negative way, And it's also powerful as well.
Well, shoot, I'll say this. Like, if you're listening to this right now, then this is the only way I can relay anything to you is if you're listening to this right now. So I guess what I would say would just be to keep surrounding yourself with things like this. Like, don't listen to this and then, you know what I'm saying, take your message or receive your message and then let it leave you at some point. Like, take whatever it is. Like, I know I'm taking something from this. And I'm just talking, and we're just in here talking. We're just a group of friends literally in here sitting talking. So I would say take this and seek it out. However you feel after hearing this, or whatever this makes you think about, whatever this brings out of you, seek it more. Get thirsty for it. And do whatever you have to do to keep feeling that feeling, whether that be looking up podcasts or looking up videos, reading books, talking to people, like hitting one of us up, you know what I'm saying? Saying like, yo, can we talk about this? Like, what do you think about this? I think that is a way just to kind of keep it going. Like, a way that I can tell you right now if you're listening. Like, I keep saying that.
You have something to add? All right. Thank you for being here, y'all. I have one more question. So, we all see the cards, or do y'all see the cards that y'all showed other people? That's a great question. And by cards, I mean, well, we know in this society there are people who prey on others. And I'm not talking about the P-R-A-Y prey, P-R-E-Y prey. And by that, I mean, some people can see the vulnerability or the sensitive and the kind in you, and they can see that and they bounce on it and they try to feed and drain you from all of that. Some people see, you know, you tough and you strong and you don't take no bullshit and they stay away from you. Do y'all see the cards? Have y'all ever seen your own cards?
I can start. I'm not 100% sure if I'm like, I feel like I'm understanding you. I think just kind of going off of how you, like, talking about myself, you know, when you surround yourself around people, especially when it's, like, new relationships, you know, my own instances, I think about, you know, first coming to college, because you make a lot of new friends and everything, and definitely I can think about a few different instances about, you know, not having my guard up, not that I needed to have my guard up, but I think my, like what you said earlier, Janae, just like not listening to yourself about certain people taking advantage of situations. And I feel like I saw my cards afterwards, you know what I mean? When you end up having to kind of, I can't think of better words, but like suffer the consequences. Just because you weren't listening to yourself. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that. Thank you guys for tuning in to tonight's session of Less Tune.
Let them know, like, context. I mean, not the context, but just that. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah. So this is a raw... unprepared podcast. We're all just sitting here talking, and you know, we always talk about something that's more in depth than the normal surface level conversations, and I figured why not allow it to be time to record these and give myself and my friends something to reflect on of how wise we are and how much more we have to go, because we're still not there yet. We still have no clue what is going on. not ideal.
No idea.
Nothing. But thank you for tuning in to Blessed In. We'll see you soon. Or wait, not see you. We don't see you on podcast. We'll talk to you later. All right.